Grow Great, an entrepreneurial leadership podcast, and you are listening to episode 333. Should you tell them or ask them? Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. The website is growgreat.com. Today's episode is brought to you by The Peer Advantage. You can find all the details at thepeeradvantage.com. If you are in the United States, sorry for the foreign listeners, but I don't want to mess with international time zones. If you're an SMB owner in the United States and you're tired of going it alone, and you want to understand better how you can leverage the power of others and join yourself to a group of other SMB owners who get it, who understand it, and who are willing to help share insights and experiences with you, and you can share with them so that everybody can grow their leadership, their business, and their life, then check out thepeeradvantage.com. Earlier this year, I lost a lifelong mentor. He had battled health issues for a long, long time, but his death came quite unexpectedly. Last week, I was speaking with a buddy about mentors and about surrounding yourself with people who can ideally serve you, and mostly we were talking about how rare and yet how important it is to find people who are willing to challenge us because they care that deeply about us. Well, I told him that many years ago I had intentionally surrounded myself with older men who shared my faith, but men from various parts of the country who are all wired very differently, had very different personalities, very different perspectives. Well, one of them passed away early this year, and I was lamenting the loss of this man because he, of all the men who have surrounded me, he provided something in a way that the others couldn't. And he did it because it was how he was naturally wired. He would ask questions. He would ask hard questions, tough questions. But I knew his intention. I knew that he cared about me. And unlike most of the others, whose judgment I completely trusted, he never did should me. You should do this. You should do that. That was something I never heard him tell me. I mean, he was truly a loving guide who simply wanted my best. Social media is filled with words of wisdom, words that are largely empty, not because they're powerless, but because they're generic, without context, or because they're sweepingly general. Sometimes they're just flatly false. My son and I were talking the other day about advice giving and helping others through struggles when I was recounting to him how this mentor of mine, this now gone mentor of mine, always helped me. And I was telling my son about our final conversation. I was fortunate enough to have a conversation on the phone just days before he went into the hospital and he died suddenly. Well, he was helping me review a specific challenge in my life, and I told him one action that I was considering, and I asked him what he thought. He replied in his usual fashion, "You could do that." And then there was this long pause, and he said, "You could do that. I'm not sure it'd be right, but you could do that." I laughed, even though the subject was quite serious, and I said, "Well, what do you mean?" And he went on to offer one question followed by another question, which was his usual way of kind of talking me through things and teaching me to think it through all the way through, and I loved him for it. I'll always love him for it. Do you want to be challenged in a caring way by somebody that you know they have your best interest? As a business owner or a manager, you can tell people what to do. Orders are easy. You can enjoy barking out orders that you likely don't enjoy it when people disappoint you, though, because they don't do it precisely enough to suit you. Or when you find yourself having to repeat the same order to the same person over and over and over again. Yeah, you're laughing. You're laughing because it's completely true. Other than the person's ineptness, which is completely possible, I know that you're a brilliant HR kind of person and you get every hire right. I know that. I know that about you. But they can be inept. But ineptness aside, dictatorship tactics, they're just not always ideal. Not if you want to build a high-performing team. Not if you want to build a high-performing culture inside your organization or your team. Orders are like judgment. They're easy. Understanding is hard, but it is far more profitable. It's hard because it demands that you lead with a higher purpose and a greater intention. It means you ask questions to help people figure it out for themselves. It helps them grow. It helps you grow your leadership. And it helps them move forward because they own the outcome. They are the ones figuring it out thanks to your helpful challenges. The other day I saw an article about accountability coaches. Well, I was completely unaware that a person could effectively coach anybody in anything and not be an accountability coach. Well, evidently I was wrong. The article talked about some women who struggle to lose weight and get fit. Now, I'm not being sexist here. The article was completely about women and their fitness challenges. There are now accountability coaches who are helping these ladies get on track and stay on track. Now, they don't necessarily provide specific fitness or dieting coaching. They are strictly accountability coaches. They are responsible for holding the person accountable for the goals that they set for themselves. Well, again, sounds like coaching to me, except coaching without, I don't really have to know anything. It was really interesting. It was all very interesting to me. Asking questions is a form of accountability, but only when the right questions are asked and when they are asked in the right way and with the right intent. My older mentor, for instance, he could have phrased things very differently, or he could have used a tone that was different, and my feelings would have been very different too. He could have said, well, you could do that if you want to be an idiot. Well, you could do that if you want to make matters worse. I mean, there are all kinds of ways that he could have phrased it to make me question his motives in helping me. But after decades of such conversations and many candid expressions of our mutual love for one another, I knew that this man only cared about one thing. He cared about me doing the right thing. He cared about me doing the very best thing for me. And so his questions weren't like interrogations. They were intentionally thought-provoking. I never, ever remember him beginning a sentence with the phrase, "you should." It was much more likely going to be, "are you sure that'd be right? Are you sure that'd be right?" And by asking the question, I would dig deeper. And more often than not, I would chuckle and I would respond, "well, no, of course I'm not sure that that would be right. That's why I'm talking to you. That's why I'm asking you." And he would smile or he would chuckle back and he would ask another question. And it might be, "well, what led you to believe that that might be the right thing to do?" Well, okay, now I've got to rehearse my thought process, which is good. And along the way, I would have to endure his ongoing challenges, which would frequently show me the fallacy of my conclusions. Now, he absolutely could have just jumped right to those and said, "well, you're not thinking about this correctly, and here's where you're getting it wrong." He could have done that, and he could have done that in a loving way. And by telling me that, he absolutely could have shortened the conversations, that's for sure. But he knew that he would have robbed me of the opportunity to learn and to understand where I may have gotten it wrong. Well, let me end this with a question. Which method do you think had more of a lasting impact? Well, you know the answer, and so do I. Thanks in large part to a man who was about 15 years further up the road than me. And I miss him. I miss him dearly. Be well, do good, grow great. Make it a great Friday. Make it a great weekend. The podcast website is growgreat.com. Again, this was brought to you by The Peer Advantage. If you are an SMB owner in America, I would please, please, please urge you to check out The Peer Advantage. It is one of the best opportunities that you will ever have to leverage the power of others to help you grow your business, your leadership, and your life. Talk to you next week.